This podcast from News Talk WHCU is brought to you by Brightworks Computer Consulting. Joining us this morning is the State Director of the Ithaca Board of Realtors, local realtor, online at cjhomes.com, CJ DelVecchio, our guest. And CJ, last week, the Wall Street Journal reported that the 30-year fixed mortgage rate posted its largest weekly percentage increase in more than 25 years. What does that mean to our local housing market?
Yes, good morning, Lee. Well, what it means is that it's going to be a little bit more expensive to get that mortgage loan this week.
This week or weeks to come, is this a permanent change or is this a temporary shift?
Well, I think it's something we've been watching for a while and we've known has going to happen, and it's probably weeks to come. It probably will dip up and down. Right now, I checked this morning's rates at the local banks, and they're hovering around 4.5%, whereas last week you could get a loan for 4%. So it is definitely a 0.5% up, and that is a big jump for our area, and actually nationwide it's happening as well.
Why is it happening?
Well, they have actually, it really has relates to the bond market, and the Federal Reserve has actually been monitoring that and looking at really what they want to do with the bond market. And the rates shot up once the Fed planned to slow the bond purchases. So this is something that we've known has going to happen, and it just happened last week that they made that announcement.
When the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, opened his mouth last week, the stock market responded almost immediately. And this morning, you're saying that the jump in the interest rate for the 30-year fixed mortgage rates across the country seems to have been a direct result of the chairman as well.
Absolutely. The financial markets are volatile right now. So he does seem to have a lot of power by, just as you say, opening his mouth. But this is something that the financial markets have known about. And we've known in real estate that interest rates just cannot stay this low forever. And that is historically what happens. They go up, they go down, just like the price of real estate.
CJ DelVecchio, online at cjhomes.com. What's the net effect for our local real estate market as a result of these increasing interest rates?
I think that there's a couple of things that can happen. One is, right now, this past week, we have gotten a lot of calls as realtors from people who are either on the fence, thinking about buying, haven't made the decision. Now they're making the decision because they don't want to get even higher with the interest rate. It also affects people who are currently under contract. They have made an offer, the seller's accepted it, and now they're just doing their testing, the home inspection and radon, and they're waiting to lock in their rate. And last week, of course, they could have locked in at 4%, and this week it's 4.5%. So it does affect their pocketbook. A difference, really, right now, our median in the area is $179,000 as of the first 5 months of the year. So if you take the 4% versus 4.5% at $179,000, I just based it on a 5% down, you're looking at monthly payment 4%, $811, versus 4.5%, $861. So about $50 difference in your monthly payment.
$50 a month, that's $600 a year for people on tight budgets already. That could be something, or it could be considerably, you know, if you were to think that the interest rates would go up further after this, this could be the time. The time could be now. CJ DelVecchio, will the interest rates go up further?
I believe they will go up, and I believe if you wait, you will get a higher interest rate. So now is a good time to get things locked in. And one of the things you could as a strategy, and it depends on your lender, some lenders do offer what's called a float-down option, and that's when you apply for your loan but you haven't locked in your rate, and you ask the lender, do you have an option where I can lock in when the rate goes down? Maybe it fluctuates down to 4.25%, and then you lock in. And that you have to ask the lender whether they have that option.
CJ DelVecchio, are the days of the economic recovery and cheap borrowing over for home buyers?
I think, well, let's put it into perspective. Historically, 4.5% still pretty low interest rate.
Okay.
So I would say 4.5% still a pretty cheap interest rate, but I do believe that we are going to do an upward trend now with the interest rates, and so you may want to make your purchase now because you may pay more for it in a couple of months or even a year from now.
Shoot! All right, CJ, what does this mean for home sellers?
Home sellers. So, well, what we do have also, we've been watching this all year, the low inventory that we have in our area. That's still continuing. So I think it won't affect home sellers too much. It does affect the higher price points than the lower price points. It's still a very tight market for those we call the first-time home buyer market, under $150,000. So if you're in that higher price point, it may put people who are on the edge out of the pre-qualification for buying over $350,000 home. So I think the higher end might suffer a little bit. I still think that the sellers are still going to do okay this year.
So it's a seller's market right now.
In many areas it is. There are certain pockets where it is extremely hot seller's market. I think the closer in you get to Ithaca, the city of Ithaca and the town of Ithaca, those are the areas that buyers seem to want to gravitate towards. And if you're in the country, it might take a little bit longer to sell your country property.
CJ DelVecchio is the state director of the Ithaca Board of Realtors, with the Wall Street Journal announcing last week that the 30-year mortgage rate posted its largest weekly increase since 1987. Still, we saw interest rates at this rate just about a couple of years ago, wasn't it? It wasn't that long ago that we were at about 4.6%.
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, it happens that the market does fluctuate as well, and we haven't seen 6% or 7% in many, many years. I think that we'll still probably be under 5% this year. That's my guess. It will probably even creep up, you know, beginning of next year towards the 6% interest rate.
Before the housing market collapse in 2008, adjustable rate mortgages were something that people considered, thinking that they would be able to refinance their home. At the rates that they're going now, I'd think that refinancing might be a risky gamble.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Actually, yes. Well, if you haven't refinanced by now, you have to look at the numbers and see if 4.5% is still better than what you have currently. If you're still at a 6% interest rate, 4.5% is still a good deal. But I'm glad you brought up the adjustable rate loans. In our area, for those people who are only planning to be here 5 to 7 years, I think we will see a return to those folks getting adjustable rate loans, whereas they lock in for the first 5 years at a fixed rate, and then it adjusts every year after that. If you're only planning to be here for 5 years, an adjustable rate mortgage is not a bad option.
But it always strikes me as a risky one, though, because you don't know which way that could adjust. However, if in the short term, you've got that fixed interest rate to bank on. After that, it could be a crapshoot.
That's right. If you're planning on being here for 5 years and want to sell your house in year six, it's probably not a bad risk.
And especially if it remains a seller's market like it is right now with a tight supply of homes on the market.
Absolutely.
CJ, I think I'm beginning to understand this housing market stuff.
Good. Excellent.
I said starting. From the state our state director of the Ithaca Board of Realtors, local realtor online at cjhomes.com, CJ DelVecchio with the very latest this morning. CJ, thank you, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you, Lee.